MSW Media.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
Week. We want to thank you for joining us here at MSW Media and the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. You are amazing in all things good.
You are. And you know what you are doing? You are supporting this Black woman-owned business during such a wonderful time during Black history. Black history. Thank you so much for being a Patreon supporter.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for being a Patreon supporter. All of you who have been OGs and all of you who've just joined, welcome. And those of you who are about to, oh, please, thank you. Mm. You are keeping us alive and afloat, and you are angels. And we cannot thank you enough that you make all of our work possible. We also want to thank those of you who've gotten cameos.
Yeah.
The little specialized video messages we make for you. You go to cameo.com and put in Frangela, and we can do a video for you. All sorts of things.
And then, you know what? You put in Frangela and then magic happens.
Magic happens. Maybe a pep talk. You could give it as a gift to somebody, a happy birthday, anniversary. This is why I'm quitting. Whatever.
Whatever you need. We are here for that. And speaking of here for that, go to sexyliberal.com. Check out where we are going to be doing a show near you. Go do that.
This year. Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
Okay.
And join us every Friday on the Stephanie Miller Show in the third hour for the blackest hour in radio.
The blackest.
We must get to today's stupid.
Because this is a good pile, y'all.
Is
I'm
right.
I'm so excited. This is from Sharina. Thank you, S. Thank you for sending this. FedEx driver accused of dumping $40,000 worth of packages is ordered to pay $805 in restitution, y'all.
Can you explain that math to me?
Okay.
How you gonna dump $40,000 and pay $805?
Okay. Are you ready for me to explain
this? I'm enraged at the headline. Enraged.
My
because
mother.
This is my toothpaste, my Swiffer sheets.
Yep. All your shit. Let me tell you something, y'all. My mother used to be a postal inspector, okay? She used to inspect all kinds of these types of things for the United States Postal Service.
Accidents,
all you name it, right? But when she did this kind of thing, this was a hard one. Because there are people, let me tell you something, between you and me, okay? And she's been gone from this earth 18 years, so I could tell the secrets, y'all. There are people right now who work for the Postal Service who have mail piled up to the ceilings in rooms of their houses of shit and cards you were supposed to get that you ain't got, okay? Yeah. Letters. Yeah. My mother would go in there and she'd stick her hand. And, you know, piles be to the sky, y'all. Stick her hand deep in and find a letter to Santa Claus that was written 5 years ago. You see what I'm saying?
It's just awful. So this FedEx driver, he was accused of dumping 400 packages in a ravine. He's not facing no jail time.
No.
Okay. This 22-year-old FedEx driver. 22. This is where you start in your FedEx career. Okay. He's been ordered to pay $805 after he pled guilty to one count, which was reduced to a misdemeanor in the plea agreement.
Yeah. Because otherwise you couldn't get people to do this job. This job is an overwhelming job of delivering things over and over and over and over. And so what you will start to do the Collier-Helinsky math of it all, which is, do they really need these packages?
Okay, now I have to recuse myself because my experience of the mail system is extraordinary. Francis will back me up that this actually happened to me. When I lived in Chicago, we lived in the same building.
Yeah.
My mother sent me some inhalers because my inhalers were very expensive. And so she overnighted some inhalers to me.
That was back when nobody had any insurance.
Nobody had any insurance, right? So Saturday morning, I wake up to this phone, my phone ring, and I answer it. I say, hello, this is what happens. Hello, is this Angela? You Angela?
Yeah, yeah. Hi.
Hi, yeah, I'm your postal carrier.
Oh, how'd you get my number?
So this is here. I got this package from you, got overnighted from Sharon.
Oh, that's my mother.
Yeah, do you really need this?
Well,
like, I know it was supposed to come yesterday, but like,
I'm having trouble breathing. So it's for my allergies.
Oh, yeah. Snap. It's your medication.
It's my medication.
Okay, snap. No, you do need that. You do need that. Okay, you know what? I'm going to roll through there in about like an hour. Now, I'm not walking up those stairs. So meet me outside. I'm going to be in a red truck. Okay.
A red truck?
Yeah, I'm going to be in a red truck.
Okay. I guess so.
Do you want your package? Come on.
I do. I don't want it. I'll be there. I'll be there. I'll be there.
Up those stairs.
I'll be there.
Those stairs
I'll be
are
there.
Too much.
And let me tell you, y'all.
Straight up happened to me.
For real. For real. And let me tell you something. She was right about those stairs. Because those stairs,
they were awful.
The stairs were awful. They were the most beautiful mosaic stairs you have ever seen. And marble. They were mosaic.
But there were so many
marble.
Of them.
My mother came to visit me once in Chicago when she had moved to Florida. And she said, let me explain something to you. This is how she spoke to me. She went, let me explain something to you. Okay? Mm-hmm. You're going to get me out of this apartment once a day. Okay? That's all you going to ask of me. Okay? So if we going to go someplace, you better have that plan together. Because I ain't coming back up these stairs a second time.
Yeah. That's how people were about it.
And I'm going to tell you something. When I tell you, people were serious about those stairs.
Because there were so many. And
but they were beautiful.
They were beautiful, but they were, you had a really good time to look at them because you were walking up them for a really long time. But seriously.
And then Angela lived even up yet another flight.
I lived above her. And this is the thing. That legit happened to me. Plus, I never get mail. Like, I'm like the black hole of mail. And this is.
I don't know what you did in them five other lives, but it was fucked
clearly,
up. And they don't like you for it.
I did something to a postal carrier and I'm paying for it.
You know you did. Yes.
I'm paying for it because there's no way. So I'll recuse myself from this. But Francis, to me, this is the most egregious. It's not a dereliction of duty. It is a crime. It's a treasonous, traitorous crime against people, against humanity, against the very fabric of our nation. What happened to the... I know that this isn't a U.S. postal carrier, but don't they have an oath?
Yes, and they're supposed to. You know, FedEx is supposed to get it there 24 hours, right? You're paying for an expedited package to get there if you are paying for FedEx. That's the thing.
Thank
on top
you.
Of it is that you pay extra for FedEx. And this mofo got the nerve. This ain't regular UPS, okay?
No,
or United
no.
States Post.
USPS.
USPS.
No.
You expect them to, you know, be kicking your shit to the curb. This is FedEx.
No, it's a whole different. I mean, if you can't trust FedEx, I don't know what we're doing.
Thank you, Angela. Next up. Okay.
I'm angry.
I know.
This is from two people.
Yeah, Ty G.
And Gordon A. I'm upset. I can't read it.
Okay. Florida man sues Dunkin' Donuts after toilet explosion douses him in feces and urine, lawsuit says.
Y'all, I was
undone. I was screaming. I was like, Oh, Lord.
I'm damaged from reading about it.
Lord, no. Not like this, Lord. Not like this.
Jesus.
Let me tell you something.
Take me. Let me sit by your side.
Okay? I've been called the N-word in my life.
I don't mind.
Okay? This is where we starting from, but not this. Okay?
Not like this. Not like this, Lord. Please, no. I can't. Orange County, Florida. Oh my God. A stop for coffee escalated into a traumatic ordeal.
Let me tell you something. First of all, don't you ever, as long as you black, ask for a cup of coffee again. Okay?
No.
Okay?
This is the problem. You have now ruined Dunkin' Donuts, period.
Forever.
For me. Because this is the thing, and I would like to say that this is it Paul Kerouac or is that the attorney? Oh, because it's a woman.
Yeah.
No, that's not right. I think it's Paul Kerouac is the guy's name. If this, Paul Kerouac is a hero. Okay, because he controlled himself. He took this to court. He didn't do what I would have done. So basically what happened is this man, he visited a coffee shop. Okay. Innocent. He's like, I'm gonna go to Dunkin' Donuts, get some coffee. Maybe a little donut treat. And then he's like, you know, I'm gonna visit the men's room. I'm gonna visit the facilities real quick. So he goes in the bathroom.
Angela, I'ma say that's not crazy.
No.
That's not insane.
He's not done anything unreasonable. He's not asking them for, you know, nachos or something and getting mad or, you know.
This ain't a Waffle House where I would question you going in the bathroom.
Well, going in the bathroom is kind of like, were you itching for a fight?
Right. Exactly.
At Waffle House.
That's what I'm saying.
It's an act of aggression.
This is going to the bathroom with the place. You can go to the bathroom.
You can go to the Dunkin' Donuts bathroom.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
It's above a rest stop. It's above a Winchell's. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a good bathroom.
Thank you.
It's a decent folk bathroom.
Decent folk.
Potty trained people who clean up the sink after they done. You know?
That's what I'm saying.
He goes into the bathroom and... somehow the toilet explodes. Now there is no answer. I kept searching all through this paper for an explanation because they use the word explode, not burst.
My first question is, was it, you know how you'll do the courtesy, like something may have been in there or something, and you flushed it, and you do the courtesy flush,
pre-flush.
I'm wondering. See, it's gonna make all the difference to me if it was
if it was his deposit,
if it's his deposit or somebody else.
That is such a good point. Because it's horrifying and life-altering. It's life-altering no matter what. However, it's a different kind of horrible. If it's not
homebrew.
If it's not homebrew. Okay? If it's homebrew, I feel a certain kind of way about it. I'm not happy.
No.
But I'm never going to be happy again.
Saying it's better.
It's done.
It's different. It's a different,
it's a different scream.
It comes from a different part of the brain.
Exactly. Okay. Like if I heard that scream is like, but the other scream, the foreign deposit, that scream is from the soul. It's a guttural. You know, you can feel it. It's
from the solar plexus. It's from the stomach chakra.
Yeah. And it's up through your toes. You know what I'm saying? It's grounded. It comes from the earth. You know. It knocks Mercury into permanent retrograde. It is a whole different thing.
Because I'm going to tell you something. The scream calls Mercury into its retrograde.
Remember in the Fifth Element where she puts her head back and the light shoots out of her throat? It's like that. Okay. You were so right to bring that up. So somehow, for reasons they do not explain in this woefully negligent article, okay?
I mean, which is really important.
The toilet explodes. No, because a toilet exploding, Francis, that is God hating you, okay? Like, that is... You have been targeted. Like, this is not, this is an unmistakable signal from the universe that, unmistakable, fuck you, from the, like, it, like, I, because I'm out. I'm tapping out of life at that point. I'm done. You aren't going to get me to do anything. And every time you come at me and say, Angela, why don't you get up and shower? Angela, why don't you get up and do something? I'm going to go, because I'm coming in shit.
Also, let's just say, let's just look at the fact that when it happened, you know the person said, oh.
I don't understand how they even got him out of that best restroom, because I'd be like, you know, I'm not leaving.
You know it went in his mouth.
You know it did. I would never close my mouth again. I had drool running out the sides. I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't close my lips because
this is who I am. This is who I am from now on. And let me tell you something. Okay. All right? This is what we call PTSD. All right,
oh,
this shit right here. All right,
it's so, we're just reading it. I cannot imagine where I would be if it happened to me.
Oh my god.
So he came out, and this is where you think we're done. So he comes out of the the incident area, covered with debris, including human feces and urine, and he goes over to the employees for some assistance to clean himself. They said, and this is where I blacked out. They said to him that they were aware of the problem with the toilet because this wasn't the first time something similar has happened.
This is where I snap.
When I tell you,
what a snap.
completely seen nothing. The next thing I would have seen is me playing with scalps and kneecaps in a bloody pile on the ground and humming. But like, it's raining, man. What's up? What happened, everybody? Holding their parts in me. What?
This would have been me in the fucking Clarice mask, okay? Sitting there talking to the judge. That motherfucking, I'd be like, see, what had to happen was, once they told me. I had to cut their tongues out to clean myself, see? And that's what made sense. That was the next step. That was the next step, Your Honor. Because I was dirty. And their dirty mouths had said that they knew about this. And I said, you must want to test it.
Poor, let me tell you something about Paul. Paul Kerouac, I bless you all. Bless you. Bless you. Mm-hmm. Bless Paul Kerouac, because he didn't kill these people. And to me, that is an act of heroism. I don't know if Jesus would have not killed them. Don't know that.
What
would Paul Kerouac do is what we need to be asking ourselves.
That's right.
Because telling you something, I seriously was like, did you just say, this has happened before?
No. We've lost a Francis who used to live here.
Seriously. How in the world? There is nothing. I just read about this story, and I don't know if I'm ever going to a Dunkin' Donuts again. And I'm certainly not going inside.
No.
I can tell you that the idea that they didn't also, if you'd been working there and the man came out of the bathroom like that, you would have started screaming and lost your mouth. Yeah. Shit like that too, right?
Yeah.
Just witnessing this, I'd be upset. I'd be like, that's an OSHA problem.
That is, because what I'm saying here is that, this trauma happens every week. We got an explosion. And for me,
For me,
I'm going to tell you something. The fact that that toilet did not have a out of order sign on it, somebody's got to pay.
And I mean,
A lot. With their souls.
Whatever. I wish we were on this jury. He was. They're saying the judgment. They're expected to be over $50,000. He's also seeking some post-judgment interest and cost of actions, plus a trial by jury. All this stuff. It hasn't happened yet. The reality here is, if I were Dunkin' Donuts, mm-hmm. if I were their legal counsel, I'd be like, you need to give this man $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
$10 million base. Start at 10.
And donut holes whenever he just at the door. Don't even make him come in.
No, bring them to him.
Curbside.
Figure out what his orientation is and what his preference would be and send a cute one.
That's right.
Do not get it twisted.
Totally.
This man didn't harm anyone.
No.
And I am telling you, I know deep within my soul that I would have been beating them with anything and everything I could have found. I would have shoved them all into that bathroom.
Yeah.
I would have done, you cannot tell me this has happened before. And why are we not, toilets shouldn't just explode. I don't. Now, see, this is the problem. Now I'm like, I don't know if I can go to any bathrooms. Like, I don't know if I can live in a world where this can just happen.
This is a good question. You know what? We're going to figure out the answers right when we come back after these messages. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues?
Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before.
And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food.
So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. And we all want that, right?
Mm-hmm. It's called Superfood Complete.
Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods that are vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason D. Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes.
Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits.
That's right. My dogs love it. My little picky dog, my boss dog, Twombly, is finally eating. And I've tried everything. I mean, I've tried prosciutto, people.
So go to badlandsranch.com/Frangela and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money back guarantee.
If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to Badlands. That's Badlands, ranch.com/Frangela today.
Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Mm. Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like...
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just wrong and evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time. Poor sleep.
Yes. And no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Okay.
I know you do.
Okay. So Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Frangela at checkout.
Mm-hmm. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Frangela for 15% off today. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you.
All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz, which is actually kind of fun, and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles.
You guys understand what our lives look like. We are on tour. We are on television. We are hosting events. We can't be seen in the same top dress all the time. And Armoire makes our lives easy. We're able to show up looking amazing. And let me tell you something. We are hardworking women and over 45. So, you know, we gotta, you know, look good, okay?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we all know the feeling, right? You open your closet, it is full, but you quite literally have nothing to wear. Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothing for every occasion. Whether you're planning your outfit for a date night, packing for a conference, or in need of a gown for a black tie event, which is like an extinction-level event for me, you will be the best-dressed person in the room without ever having to brave a fitting room with fluorescent lights.
And we all know how we feel about those. Oh, did we mention that Armoire is also woman-founded and woman-led, okay? Like us, okay? They even spotlight women-owned designers on their website. So we know we're wearing brands that are aligned with our values. We love that we can support a business that is built by women like us. And if you are ready to have your dream closet delivered to your door, you must try Armoire. We promise you will never, ever be without the perfect outfit for any occasion ever again.
That's right. And right now, our listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/Frangela.
That is armoire.style. Again, that's armoire.style/Frangela to get up to 50% off your first month and never ever worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Welcome back. Next up, this is from Leon. Thank you so much. Man blows up house trying to kill one cockroach because he sprayed too much insecticide. I have to recuse myself. Not because this is me, but this is my husband.
You can't testify against him.
No, I can't. Because okay. This is Tom. This is Tom. You walk into the house and he saw a bug and you know it because you can't breathe.
You know what? I am a fan of the first strike. I am a fan of not only, okay, this is my, let's just do this and then I'll say this. So this Japanese man was apparently trying to kill a single cockroach. And unfortunately, he's a 54-year-old man. He saw one cockroach, so he started to spray a massive amount of insecticide to wipe out the critter. A minute later, an explosion went off, which blew out the balcony window. He suffered minor injuries. An investigation into the incident uncovered burn marks near the victim's kotatsu, a Japanese heating table.
Got it.
So he was spraying at the heating table. There was so much it ignited, and there was an explosion. I have problems with this story and for this reason. What is too much insecticide? We have to ask ourselves that question. I think it's a philosophical question.
Well, this is my question is, should I be able to purchase that amount that I can blow up my house?
That is a solid. This is what I was wondering. Like, shouldn't there be a safety feature? Right. Something that's
right. Or you sell it by the half can, so I can't do that. Right?
Exactly. However, I need to say this too. This is the truth of life. And I believe you're going to back me on this. Where there is a cockroach, there are millions. There's no way that there was one cockroach. Cockroaches, let me tell you, they travel hard as that's a pack. Right. That's the one you could see. That's the recon cockroach. The other ones, they are in wherever they... This, there is no way. If there's you got never one cockroach.
If you got one, you got 10.
And let me tell you something, city living, most cities on this planet, I'd be willing to say, you doesn't matter how clean you are, there are cockroaches. So what you have to do is you have to create a barrier so that they don't even come in, because they're around you. They're in, and they're not because people are horribly dirty, but remember those people, they were people who lived in my old apartment building and they had a beautiful daughter. I mean, she was so stunningly gorgeous. Well, when they moved out, apparently they were very cleaning challenged, and they had birds that they let poop all over the house, like into a pan on the stove that had piled up. It was awful. And the house was so bad. All of the animals there, I guess there were rodents and bugs and all sorts of stuff that were living off of them, then went out into the building looking for new sources at home. And for the first time ever, I had the mice.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you have to make your space, you have to create a perimeter. So I understand what this man was doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's, this area clearly wasn't very well ventilated. So he was already in violation of the can instructions, right? You need to have a ventilated area, you know, all of those things.
But you know what? Here's the thing. Angela, you understand. When you're at war, you're not thinking clearly. Okay?
No, and also you have, he's absolutely right. You saw it. This is when you have to act.
That's right. He was at war.
You don't have time to go back and formulate a plan. You got to, this is where the battle line has been started.
Thank you, Angela. Thank you. And let me tell you what he communicated. He's willing to blow up. He's willing to burn bridge, okay?
That's right.
Because what he said was, no cockroaches will be living here.
Thank you. He's a hero. Turn him loose.
Turn him loose.
He's a hero. Turn him loose.
Turn him loose.
You know, that's from that movie with the Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, really?
And Samuel Jackson.
Oh.
That movie with A Time to Kill.
Okay, nice.
Where the racist hurt his daughter. And he shoots a cop by accident when he's taken. He kills the kid who hurt his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cop who he shot is like, turn him loose. He's a hero. I do the same thing. Dirty dog. Take my job, my family. Turn him loose. I have ruled.
You do have rules. This is from Colleen. Okay. Hospital evacuated after 88-year-old man arrives with World War I bomb lodged in his rectum. Let me say
this. I'm sorry, Francis. Could you say that again?
Hospital was evacuated when an 88-year-old man arrived with a World War I bomb lodged in his rectum. First of all, can I appreciate that this wasn't a bomb from Vietnam or the Korean War?
Well, thank you, Francis. We're always saying we want people to appreciate history. And then when they do, we've got nothing but critique.
Thank you, Angela. Okay?
Here he is interacting with history.
Thank
you. Know?
You. Thank you.
Bringing history home.
Doing what the boys did. Okay?
Really feeling that history.
I mean, I feel like Grandpa Simpson. When we tied onions around our butt belts and shoved World War I bombs up our rectums, we were 23 skidoo.
So, apparently, this emergency occurred from 9 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. on a Saturday night. That makes sense. It should be later, but you know, he's 88.
Can I stop really quickly?
Mm-hmm.
What is this 88-year-old person doing that I'm not doing on a Saturday night?
Well,
okay.
I mean,
this
well,
is not...
His dance card is full.
Because when I think of an 88-year-old, I'm thinking of somebody who's asleep at 3 o'clock in the afternoon with a shawl around them.
Mm-mm, not this homeboy. No.
No.
No. Apparently, they had to get bomb disposal personnel, which is, you know, embarrassing. And they had to evacuate the adult and pediatric emergencies, as well as the diversion of incoming emergencies, because they were quite rightly concerned that this 8-inch long and more than 2-inch wide bomb might explode. Because that's its job.
Yeah, well, he had put up munitions in his vestibule. And then, this is my problem. This is my problem. First of all, we didn't start here at the hospital. Decisions were made. Okay.
Well, and this is the thing.
Decisions
they
were
made.
They
don't say... They say he arrived. Uh-huh. So he got himself there somehow, or somebody did somebody drive him? Was he sitting on it? Like, how?
Well, this is what I'm sitting here telling you. You got to, first of all, you got to call an Uber for that. And you got to be, because you cannot tell somebody, hey, I have an active munitions up my ass. Can you take me to the hospital because I'm afraid to take it out because it might explode?
And here we are up against the eternal question in all of these stories. Why'd you put it in?
Well, you know, I always put it in. It just, this is the first time it ain't never come out.
I'm going to say the Francis rule. Flanges, people. This is not meant for that.
Let me tell you something. What I love is that this had been reliable. Reliable. He 88 years old. Who knows?
Yeah, this wasn't the first time. He didn't just get this munition from World War I. He probably, I mean.
Right. So this is what kills me about everything and anything is that things change.
Things change. It's to every season turn. You know what I'm saying?
Even though you may be 88 years old and you may know this piece of equipment.
Right.
You may think you know what you're doing. You probably don't know what you're doing with that and how to make it work. But guess what?
Today is today.
Today's a different day.
Mm-hmm. Today was the day World War I caught up with you.
Okay.
And it said,
not today.
Not today, allies. Not today. I got one punch left.
This is something I think, this is a lesson we all can learn.
Yeah.
Is that things change.
Look, you're 88, so I don't want to be disrespectful.
But we
know what I'm saying?
But I'm going to be.
But I'm going to be. Keep stuff out your ass. I don't know how much clearer we can be.
Look. First of all, let me start with the positive.
Okay.
You still sexually active. Good for you.
At least with you. At least with yourself.
Still
sexually active.
I'ma call getting that up your ass active.
That's right. Because I have neglected myself here and there in life. There have been times where I have not been in relationship to myself.
Okay.
So, yes.
That's active. All right?
Okay. But, and you have an appreciation for history.
You do. That's wonderful. Angela, look at that.
It's an appreciation for history.
And I am here to support you with a sex positive. That's
right.
Wonderful, exploring yourself and finding the things that make you happy.
That work for you.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
Now, can we keep the bombs out your ass?
Keep the bombs out your ass. Let's review. We have the FedEx driver who is accused of dumping $40,000 worth of packages.
We add the Florida man sues Dunkin' Donut after toilet explosion, douses him with feces and urine.
Then we have the man trying to kill one cockroach, explosion.
And then we had the hospital evacuated after an 88-year-old man arrives with a World War I bomb lodged in his rectum.
I'm tempted to go there. I'm tempted to go to the rectum. But because sticking a bomb up your ass is stupid. But... I have to go with Dunkin' Donuts.
Real? Yeah.
This happened before. No phrase has ever made me this angry in my life. This happened before.
Angela, there was a time in this country.
There was a time, Francis.
There was a time in this country. Somebody had to to put an out of order sign on something that was out of order.
What we are talking about, there was a time, Francis, that people understood we are talking about something as important, as inviolate, as sacred, okay? As sacred as not being covered in feces and urine. Then we valued that. We valued that. And we wanted to maintain it for people. And we understood that if we crossed this line, there was no more right and wrong. It was absolute chaos. There was no more sun, no more moon. There's no more gravity. There's no more anything. There's nothing. No. If we can't count on this,
right,
on toilets being labeled out of order when they're out of order, if we can't count on that, we can't count on anything.
We might as well just be the open purge. I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
Idiot of the Week.
Week.